Well, trying to find love can be challenging at times, but more so when you have a physical disability, which is why playwright Michael Rubenfeld had to think long and hard about how he would address a friend's request to find a lover for his disabled employer. His response was to write a play. It's called The Book of Judith. It opened last night, and our theater critic Lynn Slotkin is here to share her thoughts. Hi, Lynn.
Hi, Martina.
So, first of all, who is Michael Rubenfeld, and who's Judith?
Michael Rubenfeld is a theatrical force of nature. He's a playwright, as you said. He wrote My Fellow Creatures. He's a director, an artistic director, a producer. He produces summer works. And in this case, he's an actor. Judith Snow is an author, painter, educator, and an advocate for the disabled. She is also a person who uses a motorized wheelchair, which she operates by sipping and puffing on a blowing tube. She requires help with her daily personal care, and it's provided by an attendant.
How did the play come about?
Michael Rubenfeld's best friend, as you say, provided personal care and assistance to Judith Snow, and she wanted a lover. And the personal assistant's job was to provide her with bathing, getting her in and out of bed, into her wheelchair, and helping her to eat. He also did her various administrative tasks, and she really is an active, busy person. And the friend asked Rubenfeld to find Judith Snow a lover. Well, Rubenfeld was really intrigued by this. He wanted to meet her, and he wanted, in a sense, to face his prejudices about the disabled. And the result is the play, which he wrote with the help of Sarah Stanley, who also directs. You know, it's somewhere in there. It's murky about whether, in fact, Rubenfeld thought he was putting himself up for the job of lover himself. And that confusion is also addressed in the play.
So what does Rubenfeld cover in the Book of Judith?
Well, by talking about his initial perceptions and prejudices, he, of course, is talking about our own. I love that part. When he sees a person in a wheelchair, he looks away. He doesn't want to be rude by staring. And we feel the same way, don't we not? He also thinks, as we do, thank heaven, it's not me. Or things like, that poor person is confined to a wheelchair. The result is that we consider the disabled as invisible. And more important is that Rubenfeld wanted to illuminate how Judith's note challenged his attitudes and turned his prejudices upside down. And as Ruben says about the play, he wanted to make Judith's note visible to us. He's done that beautifully by talking about her thoughts, her attitudes, and her feelings. And in his own way, he's let us hear her voice. There are these are the play's strong points. I found that there were serious problems. The play goes off the rails when Rubenfeld dwells on his own personal issues. He's got problems with his girlfriend. He's got problems sometimes with his best friend. He's got problems getting the play down. I think those personal musings bog the proceedings down.
It doesn't sound at all like a conventional play. How is it presented? Is it monologue, dialogue?
It's presented in a tent as a revival meeting.
Oh, it's okay.
So with Rubenfeld acting as the impassioned leader, you know, banging the table, we are given a lesson book as we go into the tent that has lyrics to the original songs. The music was written by Andrew Penner. The lyrics were written by Rubenfeld and Penner. A choir, many of whom we would consider disabled, they do the singing. And most important, on each page of this lesson book are the thoughts and ideas of Judith Snow. She says, for example, that she represents our worst fears. I love that. Her dream is not to walk. She's always been a quadriplegic, by the way. She was born this way. Her dream is not to walk. We would assume that it would be. Her dream is not to be the spokesperson for the disabled. Her dream is to be considered on her own terms. Her writing in the lesson book is the best of the production. And generally, I think the revival format, though, works not really well. It doesn't really work well.
Why do you think?
Because with revival meetings, it's obviously contrived. I always think that they're contrived. I had to question, why are you putting this in a revival meeting? A revival meeting always talks to the converted. We're not the converted. In this case, Rubenfeld's timing here, you know, the thumping of the table and getting all impassioned, his timing seems labored and it seems off. You know, the timing is wrong. His passionate outburst seem contrived. One scene in particular towards the end is silly. his efforts to make us all touchy-feely, as in a revival meeting, you know, look to your neighbor and shake their hand, that's talking to the converted. But in a theater tent of Canadians, uptight Canadians, it's awkward. The most powerful moment comes at the end with the appearance of Judith Snow. Her timing is impeccable. She's funny. She's riveting. She is compelling.
So to whom would you recommend the book of Judith?
I'd recommend this to people who like provocative plays, for audiences who flock to alternative theater. There are plenty of those. People who are up for a challenge, a thoughtful argument, people who don't mind having the perceptions turned on their ear. And in spite of my problems with this play and its production, I'm grateful for the perception and for introducing us to the dynamo known as Judith Snow.
Lynn, thank you.
Pleasure.